The white blood cells, under the orders of the body's Gabriel, meaning the brain, and under the command of the complete human, must replicate to kill the viruses, meaning the white blood cells must resemble the virus they intend to eat. Restart is an antivirus that kills all viruses in your body, except for arrogance and pride. Since the fifth winter has passed, I see a sixth joyous spring, and the best spring for humans is their intellectual growth and their understanding. This very restart was the joyous spring that passed. Welcome to 103. Welcome to the 103rd program of Restart, the most dangerous program in 700 years. Welcome. All right, a very warm welcome to the Restart program, a program that was a very great, joyous spring. Unfortunately, we still do not know the concept of spring. Spring means the blossoming of the brain, wisdom, and thought. Spring has come to Iranian homes after 700 years, and those who did not listen, or those on BBC who mocked our first program, will pay the price themselves. They will pay in two ways. One, in this world, well, if something is supposed to happen this year, and it is supposed to happen, and it is destined to happen, they will pay the price themselves. Two, they will remain as beasts and keep themselves like cattle, four-legged animals. This in itself is the worst spiritual, mental, and physical torture. From the perspective of Sufism, humans are generally divided into two categories. They are either cattle or they are birds. This is a very important point for you to know. Why did Attar create the simurgh? Why does he use the simurgh as an example at all? It is important to know that all humans on planet Earth do not fall outside these two categories. Either they are like cattle, sheep, and cows, and they might be useful, sure, but their path to salvation is not through doing charity work. It isn't praying. Being in a state of bowing like cattle, isn't it? Cattle are always bowing. You might be in bowing or prostration for 5 minutes a day, but cattle are useful too. Sufism uses a very deep example, which is why it uses Attar's simurgh and the hoopoe as the intellect. Attar of Nishapur, reading whose book is 100% forbidden because it doesn't just transform a person, it destroys them. His example is for this very reason. Cattle, meaning a sheep. If you take it out of this corner of the barn, it gets upset because it knows you are taking it out to slaughter it. It knows it eats and sleeps and does everything right there, but the barn is its hopes and dreams. It does not like to exit its internal barn at all, but the bird finds the cage difficult. The bird sees itself as a captive, and when the cage door opens, it flies. The sheep, when the barn door opens, fears every time that perhaps it is about to be killed. And beasts, cows, and donkeys see themselves as ready for carrying loads. Freedom from the barn is a hardship for cattle. It is suffering. For this reason, they are forced to mock the flight of the birds and chickens. They must not understand restart because they find themselves to be like cattle. They see themselves so, and they like to remain in the state of being cattle and beasts. Attar's perspective is completely clear. A great many birds move from among the humans, but only 30 birds turn into humanity and perceive the summit of Kaf. Look at yourself. You will understand everything. It is very simple. Meaning, if you look at yourself, you will understand where the complete human is within you. You will understand that your brain and intellect are essentially wisdom, meaning your Gabriel. So Gabriel was revealed to Muhammad in the cave of Hira. The definition is clear. Gabriel, full stature, Gabriel, full of glory. The Gabriel of intellect that mounts him upon the ascension, mounts him upon a vehicle to go. So your intellect is your Gabriel, your Israfil is completely visible, and Azrael is also visible within you. Why are scientists looking for ways for humans to stay alive? Because they are looking to kill the Azrael inside humans, and if the Azrael virus is killed, all of humanity will remain alive. But killing this virus is very difficult, because HIV, which is the same as SIV, when white blood cells replicate to kill it, it changes its shape. meaning the shape of HIV, due to the change it undergoes, is never killed or is killed with difficulty. Now imagine Azrael. With every inhale and exhale you take, the shape of Azrael changes. Scientists only have the opportunity between an inhale or an exhale to kill Azrael, and it is a very difficult task to kill a creature whose condition changes when you breathe in, and when the breath comes out, its condition is something else. That is why you suddenly see, as in the stories of the Sufis, a man breathes in and is an infidel, breathes out and is a believer, or vice versa. For this reason, Sadi says, every breath that goes down is an extender of life, and when it comes up, it is the gladdener of the essence. This is a very important point. So you can find the complete human inside yourself, just as you can find Azrael right now. Your Azrael is your fingerprint, it resembles you, it belongs to you, and it is the resultant vector of your wrong mental forces that exist in your imagination, comparison, speculation, and illusion. Meaning, if we tie Hosseini with a rope from the right hand and tie a rope from the left hand, and the right-siders and left-siders pull me simultaneously, I go neither to the right nor to the left. Exactly the resultant of these two forces guides me forward, meaning straight. Your imagination has billions of force results. Speculation is the same for you. These vectors come together just like that, and ultimately they create a resultant in you, and that resultant has a shape. To destroy it, its Azrael must be that very same shape. It is very simple. Well, does your hand move right now? Yes. Does your ear move? Then does your eye move? Yes. This is called soul in movement. Meaning every single particle of the creatures inside you is living and moving. No creature in the universe is static. No creature in the universe is static. Everything you see in the universe, from rocks and trees and cows and dogs and donkeys and pigs and me and anyone, everyone is in motion. Why? Because all particles of the universe in secret say to you day and night, we are hearing, we are seeing, and we are happy. With you strangers, we are silent. We hear, we hear. What does it mean? It means, Hosseini, if you speak here, your mother can hear you in Italy, in Tehran, anywhere. Why? Because the creatures hear. Now, thank God, scientists have understood and discovered this, that yes, one can talk with a mobile phone. Now, regarding the fact that waves existed in the universe before, how was it? What was its shape? How was their movement? That itself is a big topic. All particles of the universe in secret say to you day and night, we are hearing, seeing, and happy. We see. Well, obviously that's correct. If you turn on the TV, I see it here. We are happy, we are conscious, we understand. With you strangers, Hosseini, because you have arrogance and pride, with you strangers, we are silent. If we don't say anything, it is due to your lack of understanding, for your ignorance. That is why I told you that the Sufis mocked me and you. Now I said there that the Sufi lies. 70,000 scholars went to him. We asked him, did you understand anything? He says, no, I understood nothing. He is lying precisely, but his lie indicates my and your lack of understanding, meaning, since he understands that we don't understand, he has no other explanation. Just like a mommy when a child asks, where do babies come from? For example, the mother tells a lie because the child doesn't understand. Now, if they ask this question to a doctor, well, many things are different. If they ask someone who understands DNA, well then, oh boy, what do they want to explain? So Mendeleev cannot be defined, explained, or justified to a one-month-old baby. As long as the form of the connection of the world existed, Ali existed. Who was this Ali? Aziz Odin Nasafi says it was a specific spirit, meaning inside my body right now, there exists a creature that you haven't discovered yet. This creature that exists in my body has a Gabriel called the brain. The brain is under its command, and the brain gives orders to the white blood cells. what to do, where to fight, where to change the regime, where to move, where to let it go. Sometimes the regime wins, and sometimes throughout history, regimes win, meaning oppression wins, darkness wins, and you get sick. You have to take antibiotics. You have to go to a physician so the patient and physician meet. Maybe they find something. This same thing exists in the spirit. So a creature named Hu is in me. This creature named Hu has an Allah, which is called the heart of the believer. This Allah, which has Alif and Lam, definite article, the, meaning the complete human is inside me. Under the subset of this complete human, all the actions I am doing in the world are being performed, and Hu cannot do anything in my body either. This is very interesting. Every particle of my body has Hu in it. But the organization of the conclusion of the material realm, the material realm of my body is the subset of my Allah, meaning my complete human. He commands what to do. He decides, commit this theft or don't. Then he informs Gabriel. Gabriel descends and says, sir, do this theft or don't. No matter how much he says, don't do this theft, a creature exists in you called your Satan who, well, these are stories, but the reality of it is scientific in the bodily space. How is it scientific? It's very simple. I say the time to in 100 years, man won't sin at all. It's ridiculous. In 200 years now, God willing, next week I will tell you the date of the end of the world, who said it and how it is. They know everything, basically. Azizuddin Nasafi has explained when the world ends and how it ends. Anyway, this creature inside you, meaning your Satan, opposes this. Where is this in your body? You must discover this. Look, right now, for seeing it is enough to open your eyes and you see. Close your eyes and you don't see. Therefore, your eyes do not work for your seeing, meaning they have no benefit. What is the job of the eye? The job of the eye is to take the light of the truth of the sun, or any light that humans have made, it makes no difference. The light comes into the retina and iris and its stories and flips the image and does this and does that. You don't see anything, so the eye is not the one in charge. Who is in charge? The sun. For this reason, if the owl does not see the sun, let it curse until morning. It makes no difference. It doesn't understand. Why explain restart to it? Why should it be accepted? The owl cannot understand this. In the middle of the cave, it has a problem with light too. But by cursing the sun does not perish. The sun always exists. The sun exists for those who open their eyes. For those who mock, it will get screwed over. It knows where to do what. So, Azizuddin Nasafi is explaining God just like this. But well, since there are billions of layers, and for Husseini to understand, basically, what are Azizuddin Nasafi, Rumi, Saadi, Plato, Socrates even saying? Now that the Sufi of today is at least thousands of times greater than the Sufis of the past, every Sufi that comes forward, the progress of the Sufi is completely obvious. One day they gave you an Atari and you screamed with joy. They gave you the neighbor's donkey and you enjoyed riding it. Now you don't even ride the early cars. You don't ride donkeys. You have airplanes now. The airplane has raised your status. The class of a Sufi now is not to throw a staff and have it become a dragon. That was for the ignorant people of that era. A Moses had to come and throw a staff to become a dragon. But if Muhammad son of Abdullah went on the ascension, didn't Christ go? The Christians themselves are saying, he went with the body, came back with the body, and everyone touched him. And this is in history, meaning they touched him, they touched Jesus. It was the same body went, the same body came. They wrote it in the Torah too. These very books that friends stole, they did us a favor. They don't understand anything from it either. Right there they wrote that Elias also went and came. Some went and didn't come back. Azizuddin Nasafi says, who created a creature named Spirit, which is in me too. I'll give an example. The Spirit created the world, okay? In the name of God, explain this body again from the start if possible. So who created the human? How did he create? He created a physical body. Who created it? Spirit created it. Who created spirit? Who created it? Is the spirit the sustainer? No. Mr. Hosseini isn't the spirit the sustainer. No, the mouth is the sustainer now. You open the mouth, you eat, it becomes the sustainer. Sustenance enters through the mouth. You don't shove food into your eyes, so the eye is not the sustainer, the ear is not the sustainer. The definition of sustainer becomes clear inside here. The mouth opens, it is the sustainer for my body. My mouth is my sustainer. Sustenance enters through my mouth, I eat my food. What is the eye's job? It's something else. These are the great Sufis of history. So, a Sufi exists for sustainership right now, meaning the sustenance that you see, your situation gets dire or good or bad, has nothing to do with who, nothing. It is not in the rank of the complete human to stop it or not. The sustainer must stop it. How does the sustainer stop it? A tooth hurts inside your throat, and then even food doesn't taste good to you anymore. The sustenance is there, but you can't eat it. Now you must find the eye. Now when they tell you to wake up in the morning, you must scream. Now look at how many thousands of people have found the complete human since Restart started airing. And those who haven't found him shouldn't be upset at all. Why? Because they must find him in their own place on time. And it has conditions, which we will explain. But look at how much hardship you want to endure to be able to find the beautiful one so that your religion finally gains meaning. It is so hard because this isn't a shop anymore where Hosseini can open a shop here and say, yes, in the name of God, Qasem Hasan Khanjavadi is a Sufi, go serve him. That becomes a shop scam. People will say tomorrow, they call, Mr. Hosseini, I'll give $10,000. Can you tell me sooner? Well, I take the money. I take the money there, I take it here, and this becomes a shop, and my name becomes the Christian religion, Jewish religion, Muslim religion. So who is inside you? Find him. Hosseini, Allah is inside you. Find him. Who never slaps the neighbor next door? Who doesn't have the patience to trip someone, to tackle a footballer and smash his brain into the ground? Whose job is something else? Allah. The creation of the entire universe is based on your bodily structure. Inside you, there might also be an idiot Satan acting as a virus doing his own work. So he has no greatness compared to Allah, but there are other Sufis in the human body who strive to do that work. What are the other Sufis? The positive power of imagination. What is imagination? Imagination means that I right now can think of the entire universe in under a second. This is not a superhuman speed. It is beyond all creatures that have been created. This is just behind the cerebral hypothalamus. There is a corner in the brain, meaning it is within Gabriel. Woe unto the other places, the other thoughts. Now, why do you strive in the material realm to reach the speed of your inner world's layer 2? Because you have distance from your reality. Why is mankind riding airplanes now after several thousand years? Because the material realm wants to strive to reach the angelic realm, meaning the material realm reaches perfection when it reaches the angelic realm. How does it get close to angelic? What does it mean? It means if mankind invents an airplane that circles the entire existence in less than a second, it has only just reached imagination. Close your eyes, think you are in the middle of a grave. Close your eyes, you are in America. Close your eyes, go to Mars. Close your eyes right now. Go wherever your heart desires. Now, let alone speculation, that has another story. Illusion has another story. Like your cinema movies, film, well, you know it's 24 frames, right? Meaning they move light left and right, up and down, the film plays. They take photos of me, give it time at a speed of 24, and time one after another. When this happens in a time of less than a second, for example, these 24 frames show you walking. The film actually has no movement. The film shows you walking within the movement of time. Well, if you think a little bit, well, good boy, good girl, exactly right now as you are walking on planet Earth, it is that same frame, only you don't know that you are located under the subset of the speed of time. And this segment, the speed of time is so high that you don't understand that you don't exist. I don't exist. You are nothing more than a photo. They took a photo of you. They stuck these photos together. You lived 100 years. Then they took a series of photos of the neighbor too, who comes to the roof and curses at you. And you have some photos where you answer back. Now, why do you have these? Because in the Google of your brain, all the dialogues of filthy curses and good ones are there. And for this reason, you already, when he curses, mom and dad kindly raised you, you answer the curse, and it's that simple, but you can't understand it, like this very time machine or time tunnel. A little explanation I wanted to give about it today is this. The time machine is 100,000 years old now. The time machine has nothing to do with electricity and gas and water and fuel and shuttles. All Sufis can build a time machine in less than a few minutes. The time machine is the only human device that existed 50,000 years ago, 200,000 years ago, 108,000 years ago, 950 million years ago. We are talking about the last humanity, 108,000 years. And in this last humanity of 108,000 years, the atomic bomb was discovered several times. Everyone got cheeky, then they went up in the air. This knowledge that you have now existed before Noah, it was much more than this, much more advanced than this. What is the difference between a time machine and a time tunnel? The time machine walks in time. The time tunnel is timeless. They are completely different. The time machine works in the fourth dimension. The time tunnel does not work in the fourth dimension. It has other dimensions. It is in dimension 5, in dimension 6, and in some places it goes to other dimensions. The type of Muhammad son of Abdullah's ascension was a miracle that, well, you don't know at all. I don't know. Only 4 people knew about this miracle in that same era. Just like, for example, Jesus raised the dead. Only those 8 people who were there knew. Right now you have just heard the news of it. It's not such an important thing. The time machine takes you in time, and has the time machine been discovered now? Yes, it has been discovered in other forms. For example, for you to know, just watch a movie right now, the time machine is in your hand. You can fast forward the movie, you can rewind it. They call this a time machine, meaning you take the film forward, you speed up the film, you take the film back. Where is the time tunnel? The time tunnel is when you hit the film entirely, a film passes. Actually, the film doesn't even pass anymore. The film ends. The device ejects. Nothing exists in it. All Sufis know how to build a time machine. They can very simply tell me and you, and we can do it. Very simply. What does a time machine need? It needs light, meaning a candle is enough. Since the flint came and stones were struck together and fire was created. Since fire was created, the time machine could be created. Now, even if a fire time machine isn't made, it can be, meaning with something that is in front of sunlight, meaning even if it is day, one can do this work. What is a time machine? It relates to light, it relates to color. Colors have different states. Very immense music, it is a very special melodic line. They know the frequency of this. The time machine has existed for a long time. Good boy, now you are slowly reaching it, hearing about it and talking about Albert Einstein's relativity. And like the bubbles that Shah Nimatullah Wali spoke of and everyone spoke of, basically there is no one who hasn't spoken of it. Everyone spoke of the wave of the sea, everyone. All Sufis, philosophers, people of Sufism, wisdom knowers, everyone said it. The time machine must be made so you can go into time, forward, backward. It's a childish game for a Sufi. To go forward to see what? To go backward to see what? What effect does it have to see his future, to see the past? He says, we saw your top, we saw your bottom. It has no effect on him. Why? Because the time tunnel has nothing to do with place and space and science. The time tunnel can be produced at any time, in sleep, awake, sitting, standing. How is the time tunnel produced? A Sufi, when the complete human gives him something, focuses on that thing, on the thing he gives him. So for you to even be able to understand the time tunnel, for you to progress, that is why your prayer is not acceptable in any religion. Why? Because if you don't have that thing which the complete human gives you, the prayer cannot be the ascension of the believer at all, because there is no believer to have an ascension. That thing that you get when you see the complete human up close. So what happened? You discover the complete human once inside yourself and once he comes directly. Now, he comes in your sleep or for whatever reason comes in wakefulness like the bright day and says, I am the complete human. Then you understand that this complete human is outside too, meaning the same complete human that comes in your dream, you find him outside too. Now you must go find him, because you know there is no finding him. You know, you understand who he is. When you understand, only then do you go to the complete human. He gives you something. This thing that he gives you, you focus on it like a lens. You move it left and right until the sun falls onto that paper and it catches fire. In this focus, when you reach a degree where you perform the rotation of the electron around your nucleus. So the time tunnel is when the Sufi extracts the spirit from his own body in under a billionth of a second. Wherever a Sufi may be, the time tunnel is there. Meaning if a government wants to capture a Sufi, the Sufi can easily go into the time tunnel and go. He doesn't go, he has great majesty. Of course you have majesty too, huh? Look at a mother, how much majesty she has. The child has pooped, has problems, is rude, is dirty, but she doesn't beat the one-month-old child. She doesn't run away through the time tunnel either. The mother can also run away through the time tunnel. A child is crying, screaming, is hungry, or has pooped himself. The mother can also leave him in the middle of the bed, the time tunnel, meaning open the door of the house and go, and the child dies. If she doesn't give milk, he dies. The Sufi is the same relative to the kings and these things in the universe, meaning he sees a one-month-old baby who has pooped now, is rude, is a tyrant, tells lies. It's not like he quickly produces a time tunnel and runs away. Does a mother abandon her child? He is like a mother too. He is a Sufi. He cannot abandon you. He constantly wants to save you somehow. That is why he has broadcast restart, so that now in the killings and slaughters, fewer people get killed at least. For this reason, the time tunnel is always beside him, my dear. What does he do? In a single instant, he extracts his spirit under the command of the complete human inside him, which is a particle of the complete human outside him. When this happens, they call it the time tunnel. He no longer exists in time. Every moment, anywhere, in any place, he mounts the ascension of real imagination and goes. Here he reaches a degree that becomes spiritual annihilation in Allah, in the words of Sufism and mystic. I am telling you all this from the people of Sufism, all of it from Saadi and Rumi. I haven't said anything myself. How does spiritual annihilation in Allah happen? Mr. Hosseini, can you tell us? Do we have spiritual annihilation in Allah when we wake up in the mornings? Yes. You throw the sugar cube into the tea. The sugar becomes spiritual annihilation in Allah in the tea. It goes and dissolves in the tea. You don't see the sugar, but when you taste it, you understand it is sweet. From the sweetness of your tea, you understand a sugar cube has become spiritual annihilation in Allah in it, and you understand. So if you haven't found the complete human through chemistry, you are on the air. If you can't find the complete human through math zero, you are up in the air. If you don't understand thermodynamics, you are upon the air, Hosseini. If you don't understand physics, you are in thin air. If you move time left and right and don't understand, you are up in the air. And many other things that we don't know. And it has nothing to do with distance either. Let's go here. Maybe we'll find him there. The sign of it is this very honorable Mr. Saadi. They say, Sadi's wife. Well, ladies who used to go out a lot here and there, went to shops and wandered the bazaar or went abroad and such, they used to say, she has become like Sadi's wife. Sadi went everywhere, went to every country to find him, couldn't find him. Sadi made a strange decision one day. That is why Victor Hugo loves Sadi, just as Goethe loves Hafez. He made a decision. He said, I am tired. If I have to go everywhere to search, I have to search the whole world. If I have to find the complete human in books, I have to read all the books. They mocked me. The game is not this. One day he decided that instead of going everywhere to search, he would sit at home. He said, this time I will sit until you send for me. I won't go out of the house. I will sit at home until you come. And then Honorable Mr. Abu Hafs comes by the order of the complete human. He sends one of the greatest Sufis of that era. The complete human knocks on the door. When he opens the door, knocks on Sadi's door. When he opens the door, he faints and falls. I made a thousand efforts to hide the secret of love. It was not possible for me not to boil atop the fire. I was alert from the start not to surrender my heart to anyone. When he regains consciousness, he tells him with tears. He says, I was careful from the start not to give my heart to anyone, not to be fooled by the mullah and the rabbi and the Zoroastrian Mobed who have been lying for 4,000 years. And now the mullahs have been lying for 1,400 years, the Christians, their priests for 2,000 years. I was alert from the start not to surrender my heart to anyone. I saw your image, form, and neither patience remained nor my intellect. So the way to find the complete human is not by distance, it is by the time tunnel. Sit down. You must go inside yourself. Hosseini must go inside himself. That is why I and you don't understand the complete human. A tale from your mouth came to the ear of my soul. Now the advice of people is but a story to my ear. Once your tale came, the words of people and the story of Moses and Jesus, cinema movies and jokes and all these became mere stories to me. Once your tale comes, everyone else's tale is just a story. We had heard of the complete human. Your heart must move. Here they buy the broken heart, the tired body. Your heart must move. Your body must get tired. He comes. Sadi didn't believe it, but he came. He had heard, but didn't know. For Rumi, Shams came for him. One of the tricks that Hafez fell for was this too. Hafez didn't go out from the start anymore. He said, I sit at home. He comes. Didn't he come for Rumi? For Sadi? Of course, remember, Sadi had religious authority, science, math, astronomy. This very Mr. Sadi, don't listen to how they explain it, like that guy who said he is Shafi'i. He is Sunni. Is he Sunni? Is he Shia? All this time, Sheikh Baha'i is screaming, I am happy that I am neither Shia or Sunni sectarian extremists. He is non-religious. He has only one religion, and that is that beautiful one. He is a cow. He is basically an idol worshipper now. Sa'adi is an idol worshipper. Hafez is an idol worshipper. Rumi is an idol worshipper. He has an idol named Allah, meaning a god that has thee on it. He only knows that idol. He knows nothing else. Come to my peace today beside me tonight, for my eyes have not slept from waiting for you last night. My eyes haven't slept. Since that night, I haven't slept any more in order to see you. You gave me away for nothing, and I am still intent that I will not sell a single hair of your existence for the whole world. Do not tell me, Zadi, abandon the path of love. Don't tell me. Why did you fall in love with this guy? Who is this old man anyway? Look, we have all these political figures, we have all these scientists, we have all these mullah guys, we have rabbis, priests. What is this after all? He answers and says, do not tell me, Sadi, abandon the path of love. What is the use of speaking when I do not listen to advice? One cannot speak here. Everything goes up in the air. So he comes. How does he come? You must find your own time tunnel. You must see where that complete human is inside you. Look, you have become so smart. When you were a kid, you didn't know what was where. Remember well, go back to the past. Someone would put something in that somewhere of your mouth and you ate. You didn't know where it was, what was where. You didn't even know what things you have and that these things are supposed to create something when you marry. It's supposed to come later. You knew nothing, just like right now. But now, how well do we understand the whole of the mouth, me and you? We understand well. Food. No human can shove food into their eye. Everyone puts it in their mouth. You found that hole well in the mouth. This hole exists in your body too. You must find this hole of yours. Azrael is in there. Gabriel is in there. Israfel is in there. Michael is in there. These are names they say for you. So you must go from this material realm to your own, the angelic realm. Find the angelic to reach the power of the divine. It is hard, Hosseini. It is truly hard. Understanding it is truly hard. It is not easy. One cannot simply pass by it or understand something. Aziz Odin Nasafi says, in the explanation of proportion, O Dervish, since you knew that there is one light, which is the soul of the world, and the world is brimful of this light, now know that the distinction of things from one another is by form and attribute, because it is one light that is the soul of the world, but this one light had many attributes and required many manifestations, so that the attributes of this light would become fully apparent. This light manifested and appeared in several thousand forms. He hasn't said states yet. It appeared. The same words as the Mr. Rumi's. As long as the form of the connection of the world existed, Ali existed. As long as the imprint of the earth and time existed, Ali existed. This Ali, meaning that same spirit. Now what difference does it make? They created this spirit and the entire universe inside this. So my entire body and walking and thought and imagination and slander and lies and theft and different attributes that are in my body, kindness and love and sincerity and kisses and whatever is in my body are the subset of that spirit which is in my body. If the spirit gets angry and leaves, they won't buy my and your body for $2. Your mom runs away from your dead body. Worms attack. So why doesn't the worm eat you now? Because that spirit is inside you. Where is the spirit? It is a particle of who? Where is who? You must find all of this in your own body, Hosseini. And because you find it, everything gets solved. Saadi, who are you in the loop of this lasso? So many great ones have fallen that we are but skinny prey. You reach a place where Saadi says, dude, you think you're somebody, Saadi? Oh, so many Sufis have spun around this, the beautiful one, as if lover and beloved got lost in this hair of his, that you are a skinny prey, Saadi. You are tiny. You are no prey. So, we solve the story of the complete human regarding creation again. So you see, this restart antivirus doesn't accept some people. Where is it from? From creation. He created man, created the complete human within him named Spirit, then said, everyone prostrated except Iblis. He refused. He refused. He became distant. Why? Because he was not of those who prostrated. Why wasn't he? Because he had pride. So restart does not save the proud. When you think you're somebody, Hosseini, you won't be saved. Arrogance and pride have no way to escape. And for this reason, you shouldn't be upset at all. Those few people who don't listen will understand through punishment. Although we restart followers have done our best in this era to at least tell the beautiful one that, sir, we're upset about the killing and dying of our people, sir. Surely many of you are waiting to see what will happen in phase two. In the Goodnight Iran program this week, I will explain a bit of it, and then in other programs I will surely do this. Anyway, thank you for listening to this program too, and until the next program, I leave you to the who inside you and the Allah inside you whom you do not know. and I don't know, and they don't know, because some know him by biography. They don't know what his inside is. They don't understand what is in it. First you know him, then you go inside to see what's going on. Everyone knows the sky, but first they know the moon, they know the sun. Ptolemy comes and lies. Socrates keeps saying, sir, we revolve around the sun, and so they go, reaching right now, 2017. They say, oh boy, the Milky Way galaxy has another place too. That is the complete human. Right now, I, Hosseini, know the complete human up to the corner of the street. A scientist has gone to the middle of the Milky Way galaxy and knows. A Sufi has spun around the complete human so much. For himself, he has brought his head out of the world, out of that bubble, brought the universe out and seen other universes. He knows. The start of the complete human is for you to understand that a sky exists. This becomes the start of it. The more you go in, the more you understand. And why can't you understand everything well? Because you are stuck in time and a number called infinity. And this godless infinity, why do I say godless? Because the complete human is truly godless, has no specific religion. He is truly godless. He is religion himself. He accepts no other religion anymore. And this godless infinity is truly infinite and exists. Thank you for listening to this program. My dear, I bid you farewell. Goodbye.